Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're taking a close look at a major shift unfolding within America's airline industry. The rise of loyalty programs as the linchpin of airlines' financial health. Not too long ago, airlines relied almost entirely on tickets and transport services for their profitability. But that's changed dramatically. In 2024, we saw some of the country's biggest carriers, think Delta, American, Southwest and United, actually record operational losses in their passenger transport businesses. But here's the twist. Collectively, they managed to pull in an eye-popping $14 billion US in profits, thanks largely to loyalty programs tied to credit card partnerships. That's right, the side hustle has become the main event. Let's drill into what this means and why it matters for airlines and their passengers. The focus of these loyalty programs goes beyond simply rewarding frequent flyers for sticking with one airline. Instead, such programs have evolved into profit behemoths, mostly powered by co-branded credit cards. In fact, Delta's recent Q2 2025 revenue report drives the point home. The company generated $2.1 billion from its American Express partnership alone. To put that in perspective, this sum matches the airline's entire operating profit for the quarter. At this point, loyalty programs aren't a side gig. They're the primary engine keeping the airline sector afloat. This shift in monetary priorities has massive knock-on effects, fundamentally altering everything from service structures to shareholder value. Many people don't realize that some airline loyalty programs are actually valued higher than the airline's entire market capitalization. For example, Delta's loyalty program alone sees roughly 1% of the entire US GDP channeled through its network of co-branded credit cards. Just imagine that, a loyalty initiative moving as much capital as entire major industries. And it's not just about rewarding mileage anymore. Elite members can now accumulate and retain their status without necessarily flying as much as before. That means the entire relationship between customers and airlines has shifted from the cockpit to the checkout terminal. All of this raises a crucial question. If loyalty programs are the primary source of airline profitability, what does that mean for travelers and the flying experience? On the one hand, the huge injection of revenue from financial partnerships gives airlines a cushion to weather economic downturns, fluctuating demand, and high operational costs. On the other hand, this shift introduces both opportunities and challenges, as any major innovation does. Let's talk about the positives first. Loyalty programs, powered by advanced technology and creative financial partnerships, have enabled airlines to offer more personalized services to their top-tier customers. Perks now go beyond lounge access or priority boarding. We're talking exclusive events, enhanced upgrades, and unique shopping opportunities tightly integrated with payment cards. These sorts of perks can engender a deeper connection between airlines and customers, making the loyalty ecosystem valuable for both sides. From the airline's perspective, loyalty programs smooth out the ups and downs of ticket sales and create a more stable, predictable revenue flow. That stability has become crucial in an era where everything from oil prices to mayhem in international affairs can threaten an airline's bottom line. But here's the issue. When such a huge slice of profits is tied to credit cards and point accrual rather than flying planes, service quality can suffer. It's tempting for airlines to allocate more resources to managing these financial products than to the bread and butter logistics of getting passengers from point A to point B comfortably. This can mean less investment in fleet renewal, staff training, or customer support, and ultimately a less satisfying travel experience. Already, we've seen some passengers complain about declining in-flight services or opaque pricing structures that make it hard to compare fares. And because so much of the system now hinges on retaining happy, high-spending cardholders, there's a risk that regular flyers are sidelined in favor of elite program members. The paradox is clear. The very thing that is making airlines profitable could also undermine the one thing passengers want: the simple, enjoyable experience of getting where they need to go. So what are airlines doing to address these growing pains and ensure a balance between profits and passenger happiness? One avenue is technological innovation, and we've seen some meaningful advancements on this front recently. The latest patch updates, specifically those designed to enhance input drivers, play a crucial role in smoothing passenger interactions with booking systems and mobile check-in. By making hardware across different device brands perform more consistently, the airlines are providing a reliable digital touchpoint that supports their customer promise. It's a small but vital step toward ensuring the expansive loyalty ecosystem runs as smoothly online as it does on the planes. This is going to be crucial moving forward, because digital engagement is right at the heart of modern travel for millions of people in the US. In summary, the industry is undergoing a tectonic shift. Airlines are no longer just carriers of people or freight, but are evolving into full-fledged financial businesses with major tech components woven in. The question facing travelers is whether the benefits of this new loyalty-driven ecosystem, more perks, potentially lower fares for elite customers, and greater resilience for airlines, will outweigh the growing risk of degraded day-to-day service. For airlines, it's all about striking the right balance between pushing innovative financial products and maintaining a focus on quality and reliability. It's a delicate act, one that will require ongoing monitoring, rapid feedback loops with customers, and thoughtful investments in both people and platforms. Let's take a deeper dive into the numbers driving this phenomenon, because the story gets even more eye-opening the further you look. While airlines posted net operating losses on ticketed flights, the margin produced by loyalty partnerships and the associated spending through affiliated credit cards has grown exponentially year over year. Just looking at Delta again, industry insiders now estimate its loyalty program and associated credit products are worth more than the combined value of the airline's actual fleet of aircraft. The astonishing part is how quickly other airlines are pivoting, adopt similar financial strategies, doubling down on co-branded card marketing and enhancing their top-tier status benefits to retain an increasingly mobile user base. There's also a strong incentive here for banks, which see the increased transaction volumes and a trove of user data they can leverage for future product offerings. All this means the intertwining of banks and airlines is only growing tighter, with loyalty points now representing an alternative currency for everything from hotel stays to merchandise to food delivery. For consumers, that raises both opportunities, such as creative ways to redeem miles, and challenges, particularly around redemption complexity or shifting value of points. Passengers are wise to keep a close watch on what their points are really worth year to year. Airlines, meanwhile, are under more pressure to create simple, transparent systems to keep travelers engaged and loyal in a crowded market. One thing is clear: the pendulum has swung heavily toward the balance sheet, and financial innovation now sits at the center of airline strategy. That raises an important question for traditionalists. Does this trend signal an end to the golden age of in-flight glamour and service, or can innovation save the day? My view is that the answer will depend on how seriously airlines take both sides of the equation. The cash these programs generate can fund serious investments in fleet upgrades, better digital services, and more responsive customer care, if it's channeled wisely. But if too much focus is placed on high-value, low-interaction cardholders, the risk is a slow erosion of day-to-day experience for everyone else. We're already seeing some turbulence as airlines experiment with new benefit structures, cap point redemptions, or restrict availability during peak travel. The only way forward is likely to be a balance. Otherwise, the current model could prove unsustainable if customers start looking elsewhere. There's also the risk that an over-reliance on financial service revenues could leave airlines exposed during economic downturns, or if consumer sentiment suddenly shifts. If a recession hits and cardholders cut spending, those lucrative partnership payments could shrink in a hurry, leaving airlines scrambling for alternatives. For now, though, the industry seems committed to making loyalty programs and financial innovation work hand in hand. Most new airline initiatives are tightly integrated with digital platforms that allow for real-time tracking of points, easier redemptions, and on-demand upgrades. We're also seeing airlines lean heavily into new tech to differentiate their experience and reward customers in fresh, valuable ways. Artificial intelligence, predictive analytics, and improved data management mean airlines can now anticipate traveler needs, present relevant offers, and streamline the journey from booking to boarding. Of course, this level of personalization only deepens the relationship between customer and carrier, theoretically boosting loyalty even further. For travelers, the upshot is becoming more savvy about program tiers, redemption opportunities, and fine print, all while enjoying a smoother app experience. But the spread of technology also opens the door to further complications, especially around data privacy, point expiration, and system reliability. Any disruption to the digital backbone, whether it be technical glitches or breaches, could erode trust and undo years of careful brand building. That means investment in both cybersecurity and system stability is more crucial than ever, especially as airline brands are now data companies as much as they are transport providers. As we approach the next chapter in commercial aviation, the companies best positioned to win will be those that blend robust, rewarding loyalty programs with a genuine focus on service quality and technological excellence. To wrap up, let's consider what this all means for the future of American air travel. Airlines will undoubtedly keep innovating in both the finance and technology spaces, But the fundamentals, safe, reliable, comfortable journeys, still matter more than ever. Passengers, for their part, must stay informed, keep up with evolving program details, and make choices that reflect both their values and travel priorities. Ultimately, the loyalty program revolution isn't just an airline story. It's reshaping the very way we think about value, convenience, and connection in the modern travel age. Thanks for tuning in to Open Source News Elements, and don't forget to check out element.fm for more insights and unlimited podcast hosting. Thanks for listening.